welcome back. And Karen in Maryland, you have some questions about what's going on in the Trump administrations. And in particular, you mentioned, are we trying to get Roger Stone on? Absolutely. You mentioned that there's four different hosts you listen to. And I tell people, that's great. Listen to as many news items as you can. The most important thing when you listen to this show or elsewhere is to ask better questions. If you don't necessarily get the answers right away, you should feel an unsteadiness of not being certain that anything you receive, whether it's on this show or anywhere else, is true. But there's three things that can guide you. One is that sixth sense that this sounds like it might be true. It has a sniff test. Number two, there's logic. And there's and the third, of course, is there's evidence behind it to indicate that this is what's going on. And we also don't want people jumping to conclusions. Most of the alt-left media, but people should understand there's four branches of government, not three. The fourth branch is the intel agencies, which General Eisenhower warned us about back years ago. And they are melded with the media and the globalist billionaires. And if you look at the Clinton Foundation, they're the perfect example of how the Democratic Party and many of the people, not all of the people in the Democratic Party, have mutated over to try to control it. So even this new money machine that the Clintons have set up, even though they can't be the king and queen or kings and queens now, they want to be the king and queen makers. So you mentioned that there's a couple different hosts. You listen, I guess, to Rents and Alex Jones. And who's the other one that you listen to besides our program?
Well, okay. And then I try also to get What Really Happened, Mike Rivera on same network. And then I also try not to miss Parker Pathways on Sunday morning when Parker.
Okay, what's your most important question rather than what's your course conclusion? What if you were to ask questions from all of us and all the hosts,
okay,
what would be the top two or three questions you'd ask, say, us or the guests on Ranch, the guests on Alex Jones, the guests on Parker Pathways, and the guests with, you know, if you talk to Mike Rivera or his guests, what would be the top two or three questions you'd want to ask them?
I would want to know if they were comfortable with what was happening, you know, just everything taken into consideration, if they were comfortable with what was happening on Pennsylvania Avenue, and if they weren't, what in the world would they do about it?
Okay, now, you'll hear some really hyperbole. In fact, one of the headlines I saw on Drudge yesterday was a person of fairly high standing, I won't mention his name, who mentioned that if they, quote, impeach Donald Trump, there'll be 10 million Americans armed that'll march on Washington, D.C. I would say that number would be probably more like 20 or 30 million. What I want you to understand is there's a couple things going on here. The plan of the globalists, and this is basically from three sources I have. Number one, it's from classified sources. People need to start kind of realizing, compared to all other broadcasters and all other networks, I have a higher level of security clearance in the past and operational contact than anybody else who's broadcasting in radio and television in human history. Now, I'm not exaggerating when I say that. I'm telling it because when I went to work at CCOM, Colorado Center for Occupational Medicine, it took months to get me presidential level security clearance to work for the U.S. Space Command, Strategic Defense, Star Wars, Delta Force, Special Op, etc., to even do the chemical examination exit exam on the Oklahoma City Murrah Building. And in 97, because I had that clearance, I worked with the FBI and CDC national directors on radiological and biological terrorism. I still have contacts inside the government that people need to know about that come under pseudonyms, or they're in contact, or they don't come on the show, but they feed me information. That's number one. Number two, because I've been in these places, I know how to cut through the BS and find out what seems to be real and what isn't real. And what people need to understand is the intel agencies over the past 50 years have been building databases and systems to try to control not only government in America, but the whole world. There is a proxy shadow world government that's been building. And over the past, say, 35 years here in America, they call it the NSA or no such agency. That's the play on words that we, because I took care of NSA agents myself personally, and Delta Force Special Op. We use this joke because I actually 20 years ago took care of employees working at U.S. Space Command and the Virtual World Project at Schriever Air Force Base, which is a primary node for the, you want to call it Mark of the Beast, the actual virtual copy like the movie Matrix. Because I have a technical background in pretty well everything from mathematics to every area of science, I absorb these things like Vulcan mind meld, and I am able to dump these back out, and I've had firsthand contacts. Like I had a contact in October of 1998 after I spoke at the Prophecy Club to 42 cities in Israel and did a conference at a major conference in downtown Denver. I had one of the guys from Lockheed Martin actually come down and meet me in Lodo and give me the actual plans for the Mark of the Beast right out of Lockheed Martin's own database, over 700-page document. So I have information that no one else is even faintly available, okay? So what I want you to understand is when I'm only releasing about 10% of what I know, because a lot of it is not appropriate, and people won't believe it anyway, yet. At some point, they might. But they need to know that I try to get people to ask questions so I can present them with information that's digestible. Now, I have a number of defects. I talk too fast. I talk over my guests. I get too technical. And I say things sometimes that are so quick that people don't make a connection there. But I'm trying my best to digest it. That's why the best hour of the week is when my wife Michelle's on, and she can convert the medical information into something that's more human. Because I'm a kind of a different kind of creature. I'm not an average or normal person in any way, all right? And I don't make excuses for that, but I do have a heart to try to be a patriot American and help people. What I want them to do is not accept anything I say. In fact, if you don't ask the questions yourself, you won't own the truth. So whether it's me or Alex or somebody on rents, when you say comfortable, what do you mean by comfortable? Comfortable in terms of, do you think the government's going to stand? Is that what you mean? Or comfortable in terms of, are they about to assassinate him? Or comfortable in terms of, are they going to get his agenda done? What do you mean by comfortable?
Oh, I guess it would be the stated agenda. Well, the stated, and you can't expect it to be accomplished 100%. But will the stated agenda, you know, be accomplished, and to, you know, what extent? And then, you know, Do different employees need to get in there, and what kind of influence is going on, and so forth? So I guess it would be the pre-campaign agenda, for lack of a better word.
Right. Well, we're only about 100-plus days into the first term of this president, if he gets a second term. I'll tell you exactly what the problems are. The first problem that Trump has is that because the Democrats have played opposition, they have prevented him from not only getting his cabinet, but all the sub-cabinet employees appointed. So we don't need to wonder who the leakers are, who the people that are giving opposition. If you look at the percentage of money is given by the various intel agencies and government employees and bureaucrats, it's over 90 to 97% support of the Democrats. Now, why? Because the Democrats are tied to the deep state. The deep state is the media, the bureaucrats, and the intel agencies. Because the intel agencies sort of think, and this is a comment that I remember seeing a British commentator say, not only some years ago, but just recently again, a similar comment, that the intel agencies or bureaucrats, even in Britain, even years ago, under Margaret Thatcher, thought that politicians come and go, but the bureaucrats stay, and they actually have to play opposition to the powers that be that are in control, because they're, quote, the real government. Even though they're not appointed, they're actually hired, they think they're the real government. Now, what's happening is because the king, in terms of control of a civilization, is data. Ultimately, money itself, even with exchanges overnight of data, most people don't realize that two-thirds of the American dollars in the world are actually not virtual dollars that have ever been printed. They're digital dollars that are exchanged overnight from between banks and financial institutions through the SWIFT system, etc. So the intel agencies, now that they built these databases, and I'll give you a few tech backgrounds here, they started years ago, back about 40 years ago, working on a thing called Promise Software. And the Promise Software was to make seamless databases between different insurance carriers, etc. And this is a brilliant idea, so that you could literally, one database could talk to another database, even if it's in a different code or language, whether it's Fortran 4 or some other ancient language in computing. They moved that up, and it was eventually taken over by the No Such Agency and the Intel community. And they started converting the software to a more advanced artificial intelligence system. So as of the early 1980s, every database on Earth, including every phone, fax, and email on the planet in every language, is monitored near all keywords. 500 keywords will trigger up what's called a computer to bump it up to a higher level of security surveillance by an artificial intelligence system. That system bumped up in 2003, which is 14 years ago, to an AI system that has the capacity of a nonlinear human intelligence, of superior intelligence, not genius though, but superior, that is capable of monitoring every phone, fax, and email and conversation on Earth at 15 trillion times faster than any human mind. So they can bump it up from there with metadata to a real agent that can actually physically intervene. Now, the fact is, a lot of time when they have this data, one of the problems is one agency and one group inside even a company that are contracted to the government, because a lot of government work, et cetera, is done through contractors, are highly compartmentalized. So they don't talk to each other. So U.S. Space Command doesn't talk to the Department of the Navy or the Air Force or, you know, economics, and the environmental people don't talk to another department. But there's overseeing agencies that actually do talk to each other, and they've done the same thing with groups like Five Eyes, which is a supra-agency over all the intel agencies in the Western world, from Europe, from the Interpol, Canadian Security Intelligence, British Securities, GHCQ, and the American intel agencies, including NSA, CIA, and FBI. So Five Eyes. But there's an agency above that called Omega. And this was conceived in Nazi Germany in the 1930s, and this agency was literally going to oversee all of the agencies on the planet. And this is conceived during the Third Reich, believe it or not, in the 1930s, when the Pope at the time, who actually literally sanctioned the Third Reich, the transfer not only of the space program but the intel agencies was a direct transfer to the United States of the German intel system. The basis for the OAS and the CIA and NSA are completely German. That's why you'll even see symbology of the swastika actually embedded in U.S. military and even right up to the NSA of the swastika, which is an ancient Hindu Buddhist symbol that goes back over 5,500 years, called the symbol of eternal life, believe it or not. It's not a Nazi symbol. It's an ancient Hindu Buddhist symbol that goes back a long time. These intel agencies basically think they are really the real government, and they're moving toward a cashless system and a virtual network, and they later create a system where they use not only the what's called a digitized GPS coordinates, including vertical coordinates, which they don't give to anybody's, you know, when you're driving, the vertical coordinates of the GPS, but they have all coordinates down to 1.5 centimeters tolerance. And they've created a virtual model of Earth, of every building, every roadway, and every person in the first and second world, called a node, connected to a database, and every single thing you do, say, buy, whatever, whether you're on Amazon or Walmart, what your credit cards are, what your social media. These social media, for example, like Facebook, Twitter, and so on, are just arms of the NSA. And at the top, and this is above even Russian, you know, KGB or GRU, Brazilian Security Intelligence, it doesn't matter. All these agencies at the very top are all connected. Okay, you may or may not know that. They're for public consumption. There's wars and proxy wars and conflict. And unless you're in the real know at the top level of these Masonic organizations and understand this, most people have no idea that they're all connected at the top, okay? And connected at the top also is the Vatican. People don't understand that the financial system of Europe and the Fed Reserve system, which is European-based, that we have one of six members of the board, which is the Bank of New York, are all controlled, and the financial system of the world, 90% of the world currencies are controlled by the Vatican. People need to know that. So when Donald Trump goes to visit Saudi Arabia, which protects the petrodollar, which is a major reason why the dollar is so powerful, and he visits Israel, which controls our intel agencies and our encryption services and so on for almost every branch of U.S. government, including every senator and congressman has to actually sign an agreement that they support the state of Israel. Now, I support the state of Israel, but I don't like to have a blackmail system like this, because Israel isn't being set up to be an independent, quote, Jewish state, because it isn't. Even our president in the late 40s did not certify that Israel was a, quote, a religious state. It was a secular state. And the majority of people in Israel are actually Arab Christians. They're not Jews. People need to know they could make Jewish provinces within it, just like they could make a Palestinian Muslim province if they weren't terrorists, because at age three, they put bomblets on their little boys and say, someday you're going to blow up Israelis and you're going to be a human bomb. So I don't see how, under the current environment, they're really going to have peace, because you have unreasonable people on both sides that are doing unreasonable and evil things, not just on one side. What's happening right now, so when you say you want to know what's happening, well, the agenda, firstly, Trump has to get rid of 1,200-plus employees that need to be fired, and he needs to replace them. What I've heard is he has 60 people ready to replace, but he has 1,200 altogether, so he has another 1,140. Number two, Trump has to have a new media interface, which he's doing with tweets, but the tweets should go through a person, whether it's Melania or Sean Spicer. Last week, Sean Spicer hid around a bush around the White House because he didn't want to have to confront people, because his message at the lectern was different than Donald Trump. So Trump shouldn't be able to do direct tweets. You need to take away his tweet finger from the tweet pen and say, look, if you have a tweet, send it to Sean Spicer or even your wife Melania first before it's tweeted out. So he needs a filter. Because if you look at Trump, and I can diagnose him from a distance, and I'm not like, you know, they talk about the rule, the Barry Goldwater rule. I'm not going to give him a psychiatric diagnosis, but I can tell you, being very hyper myself, I can tell you he has a touch of Asperger's autism. He has an IQ probably 160, but at times he does things that are aggravating, which means he's socially inappropriate, he uses funny sayings, and he'll say something that's a little different spin on what was said by Sean Spicer. So some of the things happening in the White House of instability are actually self-inflicted. So that's the second thing he needs to do, is he needs to have a tweet filter. The third thing he needs to do is he needs to have weekly fireside chats directly with the public. And he needs to open, and the fourth thing he needs to do is make sure, besides that, he has press conferences where people like me and Roger Stone and Alex Jones and others can ask him questions, and they can pull from these, quote, alt-media. And we're not alt-media, we're the media now. Us citizen broadcasters, this show has millions of audience a week. We're big. When I was over at Genesis, I was moving up on Alex. I was either number two or number three on that network and moving up very quickly. And, of course, now since I've moved over to RBN and we have our RSS feeds and our video simulcast, we're huge. And in the last 3 months, we went from virtually just simulcasting live stream to simulcasting on about 10 different networks. Plus, we resend our signals over to Revolution Radio. We'll soon be resending our signal over to iHeartRadio as well. And we have a huge footprint, which means when you ask a question like you did today, Karen, your questions and your answers go all over the world. So it's not just my radio show. You people out there, it's your radio show too. So those are the solutions I see that Trump has to install. If he does, and he does three things, he will be basically a bulletproof, or we call Teflon president, because if they can't succeed in impeaching him, which now that they've appointed Mueller, it's extremely unlikely that they'll be able to impeach him, because Mueller's not going to talk. That means for 6 months to 2 to 3 years, he's not going to say a peep to the media or anybody that works for him. And if these young lawyers that he hires that want to make a name for themselves and want to, you know, get out there and be a showboat, they're going to get fired right on the spot, and it's going to get ugly. So basically what Trump's deputy attorney general has done is basically silenced the entire thing. And Maxine Waters has a jaw that moves like a Muppet. She's going to, now the next movement has to be, let's impeach Maxine Waters. Impeach her in her jabbering mouth. Trump is not perfect by any means, but let me tell you, he's the best thing I've seen in probably, you know, since our founding members of our government, 200 years ago plus. So, yeah, I'm happy. I think that he's going to accomplish three things. By the fall, he'll get the health care bill through. He'll get the tax bill through by September. He'll have, he passed the Montreal Protocol to defund abortions worldwide. You'll see not only will, we've now got Gorsuch in the Supreme Court. It's very likely that the other Supreme Court justice and female that's in her 90s, she is basically almost on life support now. She will basically be gone by the fall, and he'll replace her as well before Christmas, and you're going to see the court basically have to deal with issues. I think that by next year, by midterm elections, Trump will have built at least portions of the wall or supported it, in other words, with steel fence. He'll increase the number of people, which is more important than even building the wall to protect us. He'll make sure ultra vetting doesn't just for people flying but coming by boat, which is very good because this isn't going to be affected by the courts. And he's going to increase jobs and the economy tremendously. And when he does all these things, it doesn't matter what the Democrats do. The more that they rail, the more they literally commit, you know, geopolitical suicide. Because the Democrats, if they lose enough seats in the Senate next year, they won't even have to worry about using the nuclear option. They'll just ram legislation through. And the last 2 years of the Trump administration will guarantee that Trump, or if he decides not to rerun, it'll be President Pence, will take over and continue the same agenda. So, yeah, I'm pretty happy. I think that now that Mueller is in there, the game's over for Maxine Waters and for the idiots that want to take him down. I think it's over. What do you think? Stay right there.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
I hope that helps. Just ask better questions, but that's my feeling. I think if he can protect himself from attempted assassinations this summer, which I think is a possibility, because once these maniacs think they can't impeach him, they'll try to kill him. But it wasn't because I didn't know enough.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap, but did you know? Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together. Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutriMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
The NutriMedical Report is broadcast on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. At 100% listener-supported radio, please donate and support Revolution Radio at freedom, F-R-E-D-O-M, slips.com. Thank you. Questions. I don't know if she's still there. I think hopefully I answered the questions. I'm very happy, although I'm very concerned that once the Democrats catch the idea and the alt-left and the deep state, the we call the fourth arm of government, which is the intel agencies and the media and the globalist billionaires and the Satanists at the top that are involved with things like Pedogate, I'm very concerned that when they realize that they can't impeach him and that Mueller is actually going to be silent and actually going to be ethical, and that any lawyers under them that are young attorneys trying to make a name for themselves are going to get stomped on and actually fired, that they realize it's over. That for 6 months to 2 years plus, there's not going to be any more talk of impeaching Donald Trump because the investigation's ongoing, and during that it's impossible to do anything. Because that's basically all they have. So I think once Trump actually accomplishes the three major things, starting the building the wall, which he's already started with steel, he's got $1.5 billion. He hire more people. He's got a 60 to 65% drop in the illegals crossing the border. It's also going to become evident that Donald Trump, even though in a talk with Josh Bernstein on the other day, which is quite funny, Josh was saying, well, he doesn't agree that any illegals should be here. Look, many of these illegals have been here for 10, 20 years. They're good as citizens. They're working hard. They're keeping their head down. They actually have lower crime rate than the regular population. Yeah, I know they're illegal. And the DACA people, as long as they haven't committed a crime, I agree with Donald Trump that we need to have a pathway to citizenship for these people. It might be a long one, and if they commit a crime, they're out. But if they don't, what we should do is, if they're a criminal, they're going to prison in our prison system, and they're going from our prison to the prison in their home country. And that's all he should do. I know that here in California, I've heard stories, although I haven't corroborated them, that ICE is actually grabbing people from the bus stops that are just normal people that are trying to go to work and are terrified. That fear has to be taken away, and Trump has to spend, and this is another thing, some before the camera and the fireside chat talk, that he has no intention of deporting people that are here working hard to try to support their families or actually sending payments back to Mexico or Central America like El Salvador. That, and there's probably not 12 million. My guess is it's probably like 40 million people that are here. They're trying to work not just from Central and South America, but around the world, including Eastern Europe and North Africa and God knows where. Russia, because Russia's economy is in the toilet. And I think you need to have a policy to say, hey, we're going to control our borders now. We're going to absorb the citizens that are nonviolent, that are not doing crimes, that are working hard. We're going to make them actual U.S. citizens, but over a decade or more. We're going to show that the party that actually supports and takes care of them is the Republican Party, not the Democrats. We're actually going to flood the nation with more and more people and make it impossible for even the ones that have been here 10 or 20 years working hard. We're going to make sure that they get adequate wages, and we're going to also make sure everybody, including these people here, actually get health care, not just emergency care at the emergency department or hospital, but get care. Now, the state of California, interestingly, introduced a bill to bring in universal health care, but it's interesting that not only Senator Feinstein, but also Governor Brown is not for it, which I thought, that's kind of weird. My policy and my health care plan is more aggressive than any socialist country on earth, or even Bernie Sanders. But you have to deal with the underlying problems. You have to deal with big pharma, which means you've got to cut the profit making. You also have to allow rapid access to new drugs that are being developed that may be life saving, whether it's cancer or non cancer drugs. You have to control costs so drugs like Entresto can be affordable. They've tried to do it to some extent, but some of these drugs are so darn expensive, whether it's hepatitis C or other things, and people may not want. Again, remember, we can't force people to take my nutraceuticals that'll lower their viral load. They may want these other options, and it's the patient's decision, not mine, as to what they get. So what I want to see is I want to see universal health care. I'd like to see it through a value-added tax so there's no premiums, no insurance carriers, no fee-for-service, only salaries. All the money goes through to the county. The county hires people that actually do the jobs. And the doctors will be happy. They'll never be sued. They'll just have mediation, which means they're going to be constantly doing continuing education and monitoring. If they show a black spot in their area of knowledge or have an increase in a certain area, they won't be able to do certain procedures or they'll have to be retrained. It's that simple. And my plan, which needs to be put in place, and if it's not put in place by this administration, it will have to be put in place eventually, or it will bankrupt the nation, or they will have to kill people to balance the budget, which is what Obama did, and I call embalming care. So we come back, your questions, your... I want to see you be brave. 800-313-9443. Let's not make it a monologue with Dr. Deagle. We had Karen on in this last segment. That was great. Be brave. 800-313-9443.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together. Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutriMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
The NutriMedical Report is broadcast on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. At 100% listener-supported radio, please donate and support Revolution Radio at freedom, F-R-E-D-O-M, slips.com. Thank you. To the NutriMedical Report. We're talking about geopolitical answers, and we have, of course, a number of our guests we bring in periodically, try to get some emergency calls to them to see if we can get them into the program. One of the things that I want to do is continue on our wellness discussions. Today we're in the chest. We're talking about heart and vascular disease. What you want to do is you want to start off with Cardiovasc. It has a number of seven components that are synergistic, far superior to the knockoffs like Extendivite Heart and Body and Strauss Heart Drops. You want to add to that our Omega Supreme Pro. It cuts heart disease and vascular problems by half because it's four times more absorbed. You want to increase nitric oxide release with Supernox. You want to use as well with that Beat VO2 Max powder, which you can get through our Amazon NutriMedical store. You want to take things to protect the blood vessel wall, Ultrathiamin B1, and Vainaway, which is diosmin, which are similar to the drug Sacubitril, which is in the very expensive drug called Entresto. Entresto basically is a pharmacological analog of these molecules that actually block what's called the beta-natriuretic peptidase, and it blocks it so that it protects your blood vessel wall. So it's kind of a miracle drug. The research on diosmin has been going on for 35 years in Europe, and basically the research in Switzerland to develop Entresto was done in Switzerland is a pharmacological knockoff of this molecule. That's what it is. And then the average person, if you don't get all the deductions, which they will, they have a program for actually cutting the cost down for people, maybe $100. Ah, we do have Dr. Fred Graves. Dr. Fred, it's wonderful to have you here.
It's wonderful to be here, Dr. Bill. I hope all is well with you.
Well, I think, you know, things are timely. Today, it turned out with my list of guests and so on, today was a day where it was going to be a Dr. Bill monologue. Luckily, I did a caller here this last hour. And we've covered some main issues. And you're an expert as being an attorney, and also I consider probably the top teacher of the law, not only to attorneys, but also to the public, a pro se litigant. I believe your course should be required study by middle school before somebody goes off to either high school or off to technical school or training, that they should have and understand completely your course, because without a full knowledge of the pro se litigant actions of the law, whether you use an attorney or do it yourself, you really don't have a civil operation of a country. And I think what you're doing is so important, that because if you don't go to the, we call the witness box, and use the courts, the only option you have left when civilization breaks down is a cartridge box. So one of the things that we have going on just since yesterday is the appointment of Mr. Mueller, and I actually think it's a good thing. I know some people are thinking it's bad. I think the fact that Mueller is going to be literally has nothing to gain from this, and even if there's attorneys that want to make a name for themselves, he'll fire them. He'll actually gather the real data and either in 6 months to 2 years clear Donald Trump, or he will file actions against Trump or whoever was involved that may be doing things that are untoward. But I think the fact that Trump didn't blow up in the White House when it was announced yesterday tells me the man's not guilty. And the Democrats and the deep state and the intel agencies and the media that are rabid, literally they're like a rabid animal that's lost their cortex, and they're willing to be like a suicide informational bomber. I'm like information al-Qaeda. I blow myself up, the media, and these agents, as well as bureaucrats that are putting themselves in danger of a federal crime by releasing and leaking information to the media. I think the appointment of Mueller is a fantastic thing. I'm really happy about it. What about you?
Well, I think that one of the things that really terrifies me is that the American public think in terms of circumstantial evidence. So they take a sentence,
right,
and then they transform the sentence into what they choose to believe about the sentence. So obviously, if I say to you, I wish you would give me your car, and
right,
let's say you have a really nice car,
right,
and I say I wish you would give me your car, is a whole lot different than if I point a shotgun at you and say I wish you would give me your car, or if you're a federal prosecutor or the head of the FBI,
right.
And I say, I wish you would abandon this thing over the general. It's a whole lot different than if you were holding a shotgun on the fellow, and it's not the same as trying to influence. But it's all about words, and that's what we teach in the course. You know, the HowToWinInCourt.com.
Right.
We continually try to emphasize with people that if you're going to win, if you're going to get justice in this world, you have to understand that words matter, and the way the words are put together matters, and it's not all this supposition and all these inferences that people jump to, whether they're motivated to do so by some invidious purpose or not. The fact is, it seems to be a tendency, it comes from our education system.
Doesn't it? In fact, our education system, I call it the diseducation system, teaches three major problems. Number one, it teaches them not to think or ask questions. Number two, it teaches them to not have proper diction, sentence structure, and thought structure to actually convey their ideas properly. And number three, it thinks that if someone didn't agree with me, that it is a basis for upgrading it to a level of violence that involves physical violence. And now we're seeing this in the media where petitioning people's homes because they don't agree with you, like the FCC director, I think Mr. Pai, where violence at, say, universities where they don't want speakers to literally say things that they don't agree with. But, you know, I also on the other side, I see impotence where people don't go to court to try to discuss their ideas in an open court, because if you don't have a logical discussion in court where you can also present it in such a way you could appeal to a higher court because the judge does something wrong or doesn't accept your evidence. And that's why you teach in your course not only how to present it, but also how to set it up for an appeal so that if the judge and the system doesn't work properly, you can always appeal to a higher court. So I think our education system is the basis. If we had made this as part of middle school, if we had made logic and evidence-based logic like the ancient Greeks part of our education system rather than regurgitation, it's almost like we want to graduate people to a higher school grade, despite the fact that they don't know how to read or to understand or use inductive or deductive logic. It's bizarre, isn't it?
Well, I can't decide whether it's intentional or negligent, But when I think of it from my point of view, of course, and you're in the medical field, and mine is the legal field.
Right.
And I think of the American Bar Association and the various state bar organizations, the fact that nobody is teaching our children how to think rationally.
Right.
How to put words together as for what they mean.
Right.
It's the same thing when you read the Bible. If you read the Bible, you can say, oh, well, then he said this. But no. In fact, I love it. I think it's at the end of the book of John where Jesus says, what's it to you if I say this man Terry? And then he comes back and he says, but that's not what I said. What I said was, what's it to you if this man Terry? And people jump to conclusions.
Right.
And it's because we don't have an education system that teaches the law, doesn't teach justice. And I just found out just recently, Dr. Bill, and the American Bar Association allegedly put this figure out, 87% of the people who need a lawyer can't afford one. 87%. That's criminal.
If that was the healthcare system, there would be outcries from both Democrats and Republicans that this is a crime. But it is a crime because if you don't have a proper operational legal system, which is the basis for a constitutional republic, you're eventually going to have society polarized like it is now in the Trump administration. And this can decay to a full-forced, violent civil war. I mean, it really could. For example, if and one of the major people, I won't mention his name, actually said yesterday on Drudge that if they impeached Trump or they assassinated Trump, either one, there would be 10 million people march on Washington, D.C., and the quote, he says, they would be armed. So this wouldn't be something that the police and the military could handle. And I don't think people understand that society can deteriorate if we don't have a proper operational civic system and legal system and evidential system, that things are going to fly apart, aren't they?
Well, it's like the famous saying at the beginning of a famous book, the blind force of the people is like gunpowder burned in the open air or steam unconfined by science, and yet when it's properly managed, it can be used to weave delicate lace or bore and rifle cannon. The fact is that the force of the people is something that has to be economized, but it needs to be economized by something that the people themselves understand and agree with. And that is that goes back to the schools. And so we're doing all we can with our little howtowinincourt.com. But it's just a drop in the bucket. It's essential for those who have to go to court and have to deal with lawyers. But what do we do with all these children that are growing up that don't know how to think, who hear something said and then assume that it means something else because they want it to? And so I don't know. I don't want to just be, a naysayer and say, it's terrible, it's terrible, it's terrible. But since you and I met each other 3 or 4 years ago, it's been more than that, I think. Things look pretty darn dire.
Well, one of the things that I've learned is that when the war drums or the civic drums like we have are beating so loudly, you're going deaf. That the only option is peace or destruction. So when it becomes to everybody that the American Republic is about to die, and it is about to die, I mean, the kind of agencies, the way they're treating, yesterday when I think Trump was speaking to one of the branches of the military, and he said, there's no political person, not just a president, but a political person anywhere in the human history that's ever been treated as badly as Donald Trump, and I think that's absolutely correct. And it's not just Trump. It's not the fact that he looks like he's rolled in Cheeto dust and he's got a swoop hairdo, or he's bombastic, or he's a billionaire, or any of these things, or he has some of his family in the White House, or even that he's a centrist and he's actually neither Democrat or Republican, and he's a patriot. All those things are aggravating, but the real issue is the deep state, which is the intel agencies, and the media, and the globalists have lost power. And they are in a rage. And, I try to use some hyperbole jokes. They're in a rage over this.
I'm sorry, you said the globalists have lost power.
Yeah, they've lost power. They've lost power to an extent where they think that he's going to literally truncate their power. For example, a couple of things we've talked about with some of his own financial advisors. He's talked about getting rid of Dodd-Frank and putting in Glass-Steagall to put a firewall, which Bill Clinton took away from the 1930s between the investors and the banks. He's talking about reforming NATO, which is a good thing, so to go after terrorism, which initially they're in shock over. He's talking about building a wall and stopping illegal immigration, which is a good thing. We probably have not 12 million, but more like 40 million people that are illegally here. And he's even being reasonable over it, so I'm not going to deport those except criminals. But it doesn't matter. He's literally, he took away their, I call it the Hildebeest, the Wicked Witch of the West, Hillary, who's so corrupt, she's even taking money from Saudi Arabia when they abuse women and throw blacks, gays and alternative sexual people out the window or, cut their heads off before Friday morning prayers. And yet the Democrats say that they support alternative lifestyle. So what I see happening is they were thrusting for the final control of power, literally right out of the Bible, which is a total matrix and a cashless system where they have total control of the population, because right now the bureaucrats and the intel agencies have literally tried to make the governments of the world vestigial so that the nation states don't really have any power anymore. And Donald Trump has tried to reverse that. And I think under Obama, it's obvious he's actually tried to make the American government vestigial, even the United Nations. When he launched military attacks, he didn't ask the Congress, he asked the UN. So where I think things going are, it's not that the man, Donald Trump, he's got some aggravating things about him because he's a bit of Asperger's and he speaks out of turn, and his wife, or Sean Spicer, should control his tweeting. It should go through a tweet filter. But it's the fact that his very existence means that that there's pushback from the Rust Belt states and from real citizens. Now, a lot of the conservatives that listen to this show, I strongly tell them, if you're listening to this show and you want to get truth, you must, and I mean must, get the Jurisdiction You Have Win in Court course, which is only $250. It will make you know about the law, even if you're hiring a lawyer, so you can know how it should operate, and you know many things you can do yourself. And as you say, 87% of people that should have a lawyer can't even afford one. Well, if we don't have legal operation of the law, people are going to suffer injustice, number one. And number two, the country is going to fly apart and ultimately become violent. I mean, I tell people this is part of the cure for what ails a society. They think it's going to be, join this party or support this candidate. I said, first off, it's the operation of civil liberties through the court. And if you don't have the court operating, eventually you're going to have the cartridge box if you don't have the witness box.
Well, we apply it like you would apply it in your field. There's the rule of health.
Right.
Good water, good air, good food, good exercise, reasonable state of mind and attitude toward the rest of the world and so forth. That's all part of the rule.
Yeah, and good nutraceuticals to make up for your genetic and toxic and other differences.
Yes.
And then also
totally
a minimum amount of drugs to actually do it. It's almost like a minimum amount of legal actions, but they're required sometimes with a lawyer. But you have to take legal action when things are wrong, but whether you do a pro se litigant, which should be 85-90% of the time, people should be taking action, and they don't.
But the point I was trying to get to was that if the rule of health erodes, the people's understanding of the rule of health roads, which has, we have obesity and all these other problems, abuse of drugs and so forth. So the rule of health is eroding. Well, at the same time, the rule of law is eroding. And it's eroding at its core. It's eroding in the law schools. It's eroding in the courts.
Exactly.
If I feel like a girl today, I can use a girl's bathroom. How stupid. But it's because there's a root reason for this. The Bible says, lay the axe to the root of the tree. And I think about it often. What is the root of the problem? If we want to fix the problem, and I know you do, I know you care passionately about the problem. The problem is the rule of law itself is eroding.
Well, a good example is the little effort
that I make to teach people what the law is and what the law should be. People who don't have to go to court should get my course and study my course. It's not about me making money. It's about a raising the awareness of the American public to what is the rule of law? Why is our nation being ripped apart at the seams?
What you've done is you actually created like a legal cancer treatment that's a miracle drug. Stay right there. Dr. Fred, we'll be back in a minute. Okay, stay right there.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together. Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutriMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
The NutriMedical Report is broadcast on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. At 100% listener-supported radio, please donate and support Revolution Radio at freedom, F-R-E-D-O-M, slips.com. Thank you. Welcome back. And Dr. Fred, you're one of the first of our amazing hosts that I put together what I call the, you know, the Deagle Network co-host troupe of liberty, justice, health, etc. And we're going to be taking a lot of even previous, say, audio and video and posting them through our RSS network. We'll be doing also live stream simulcast videos. Over the last 3 months, we advanced from just simulcasting on live stream to YouTube 3 months ago to now on literally a dozen major networks and systems in the world. We also rebroadcast our show now over on Revolution Radio and are going to soon be rebroadcasting it through iHeartRadio, etc. So the platform here at Republic Broadcasting is going to help us dramatically and our Deagle Network for audio and video to take great people like yourself and massively increase the footprint and exposure to the people. I believe that when you have, it's almost like let's put it this way, you're like a pharmacognosist that knows how to make something on herbal or therapy, and you've managed to find this miracle cure for legal cancer. And you're in a little town in Idaho, and you need to get your word out that you found this cure. And I'm here as your major marketing agent to say, I can get it to every American and people around the world. And I'm going to do it because the Lord God has given me a talent with business and marketing that's supernatural. And I'm going to take you, I know you're going through some rough times now, but your course is miraculous in terms of what it can do to treat people and teach them. And by the way, it's not just in America. I think you've made a number, 20-some countries or 26 countries that use legal systems that are virtually identical to the American, whether it's Canada, even Russia and China, that these course principles apply to multiple countries, including India, that use a British-style legal system, and the same principles apply, and your course will help them, right?
That is true.
Right. So let's talk about this, because I think every week you send out a really nice email that explains a new principle, legal principle. I have a giant file of them. If we just went through each of those files and did a simulcast on them for, say, 10 or 15 minutes and put that out through our network, we'd have a huge number of people exposed and say, it's all a numbers game. It's a numbers game. If we get 1,000 people exposed and 5 people get the course and they are so on fire, they get 5 more people, each one of those, in a matter of months, we've got, you know, hundreds or thousands of people that are deciding, hey, I'm going to take pro se litigant action on this issue, vaccines or school choice or, you know, religious liberty or actions to get the infrastructure in their town or city fixed or to get a Superfund site fixed so it's not dumping toxic things into their water supply. All these things, you don't have to get battalions of attorneys. And if you do get attorneys, you can have a choke chain on them because you've taken this course and you know what to
That's
do to
right.
make sure they can move in a timely fashion. You actually become like a paralegal, so you know what they should be doing. It's almost like you get a nurse practitioner and she can pull the doctor's sleeves. Hey, doctor, don't you think you should be doing this and that? And I can tell you there's a lot of smart nurses in the ICU. I know when I was training in the intensive care unit many years ago, back in 40-some years ago when I was training in the ICU in the hospitals, and then 30 years ago when I was working in the ICUs, it's a darn good thing there were good nurses around to make sure I didn't screw up and kill somebody. So you're basically turning...
One of them.
Yeah, so what I'm saying to you is that you're arming people with the legal truth, and this is the cure for the dialectic between the left and the right. It's the cure between people that have opposing views. Stay right there, Dr. Fred. We're going to go over to hour 3. I want to keep you on for a while because we want to talk about lots of issues. Because to be honest with you, most of our problems in America come down to the proper operation of the law to fix everything from health care to Congress to the environment, everything. It all comes down to the preparation of a legal system where citizen involvement is essential to an operational republic or an operational government anywhere that's based on the British system, which is the best system in the world if it operates properly, but it isn't. Back in a moment. Just stay right there.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates.
You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.